All right, so today I want to talk about a concept called target mapping, which is a fancy way of saying goal setting. And this was a term that I'm currently listening to the book The Alter Ego by Todd Herman. It's a book I wanted to read, but I get through audiobooks a lot quicker than print books. And he uses the term target mapping technique. But in reality, it's just the concept of basically picking your target and then working backwards to what everything has to be to get to that target. So even though this is not a new concept by any means, I would say that this is something, and I'm sad to say I'm included in this, that most entrepreneurs do not do. Most entrepreneurs are just running their business and they're just kind of assessing, am I making money or am I not making money? But if you use some kind of target mapping, then you can really see how things come into play in bite size. And not only does it give you more clarity and kind of eliminate some stress, but it also allows you to make good decisions. All right. So I want to give you an example of this. All right. Now, we're not going to go deep into like expenses and ads and all this and cost per click because we don't have time to do that. But you can actually take what I give you and then you can play around with the numbers. But let's just say that you wanted to build a six-figure e-commerce store. You're like, hey, I want a store that does $100,000 a year. Okay, that sounds like a lofty goal, and it is. It's not easy to do that. But what happens when you set that target and start to work backwards is then you can really start identifying key indicators, little things that you have to do, and where things have to fall into place to hit that goal. All right, so if I took that $100,000, and I divided that by 12 because there's 12 months in a year, then I know that I have to make $8,333.33 per month, okay? So I've already taken the $100,000 and broken it down into $8,333.33. And now I wanna take that a step further and divide that by 30, right? Because there's about 30 days in a month. And that gives me, when I round it, it's $277.77. So we're gonna say $278. So I have to make $278 per day to hit that $100,000 revenue goal. Okay, now this is where it starts to get fun because now you start to get some clarity. All right, now let's say that your average transaction value is $20, all right, in your store. So every time somebody buys, your store makes $20. Okay, so in order to hit $278 per day, I'd have to make about 14 sales per day at $20, right? So 14 times 20 is $280, okay? But let's say I was able to basically increase my average order value by selling a higher priced product or bundling some products or things like that. So let's say my average transaction value is $45. Okay, now when I divide $278 by 45, that's only about 6 sales per day. All right, so if I do 6 times 45, that's 270. All right, so let's say 7 times 45. No, that's still too much. So it's about 6.1 times 45, yeah, about 6.2 is almost exact. All right, so I need to make about six, let's just say 6.2 sales per day. We'll just say 6.5, okay? So in the first example, we had to make 14 to hit our goal. And in this example, we have to make a little over 6.5 to hit our goal. So that's the first benefit of goal setting, target mapping, right? Is when you start with a big goal, and then you break it all the way down, you can really kind of play around with it and see, okay, well, what do I have to do to hit this? And then you have different scenarios that can give you a lot of clarity. All right, now the next thing you can do is basically, let's just say we stuck with that example of 6.5. Okay, so we need 6.5 sales per day. You know what, let's just say 7. Let's be conservative and say 7. So I'm gonna take 24 hours in a day and divide it by 7. All right, so this means that I need, that's because 24 divided by 7 is 3.42. So basically, I need to make one sale every 3.5 hours. All right, I need to make one sale that averages about $45 every 3.5 hours. And if I do that, I'll hit my goal of $278 per day, which will hit my goal of $8,333.33 a month, which will hit my goal of $100,000 per year. All right, so that is the power of target mapping and starting with that target and then working backwards. Now, of course, you're gonna have to, you can get even deeper here with, okay, well, if my profit margin is, let's say 30%, then basically I need to make X amount of sales. You're gonna need to make more sales because you have ad costs and expenses and things like that. And that's where spreadsheets and things like that can come into play. But sometimes that complicates the process to the point where you don't do anything. So starting here is better than nothing, and then you can always go deeper. But again, two big advantages here. One, being able to play around with the numbers to get some clarity. Okay, well, if I do this, then I only have to make this many sales type thing. And then also, besides being able to play around with the numbers, is just sort of making it more achievable. So, okay, I need to make one sale every 3.5 hours. To me, seems much more achievable than build a six-figure business, right? And then you can really see it. You can put your finger on that small goal, right? Putting your finger on build a six-figure business, that's just sort of there, right? That's the big outcome. But you can really put your finger on, you can see one sale every 3.5 hours. That's actually something that you could look at and say, okay, did I make my 6.5 sales today? Or did I make my 7 sales today, right? To see if you're on pace and things like that. So what I would encourage you to do is whatever your goal is, number one, break it out to ideally a monthly or a daily goal. And then number two, kind of play around with the numbers and see if it works. Because what you might find, let's say you already have a product you're selling, let's just say it's a digital product or something like that, maybe it's not even e-commerce. And then if you play around with the numbers and you realize that, well, crap, when I add in my expenses, that my goal is not achievable with my current pricing. And then you start to basically identify holes or maybe blind spots in your business that you didn't see, that you now see, because you started with that target and you worked yourself backwards. All right, so this is a great exercise. It's fun, it can give you a lot of clarity, and of course, it can also make a big goal seem much more achievable and give you the little goal that you're working towards each day that you can put your finger on.